When the News advises that the following is an opinion piece, it does not reflect any current events. It is an editorial. It does not express When the News's opinion. The innovations in technology and advancements our society has made to prosper have brought onto us a better quality of life. With the invention of nuclear energy, we have widened our scope into atomic science, our ability to expand our deeper knowledge of chemistry and its properties. Of course, with new conceptions of our reality and the addition of our cognition, our understanding of our world, our developments in technology, we also are greeted with the not-so-pleasant fallout of inconveniences and greater risks. With the invention of electricity came the risk of wildfires. With internet, cyber attacks. With skyscrapers came catastrophic earthquakes. And with nuclear energy came accidents. Our judgment in how these plants work and the probability of a safety hazard is but very limited, since most of us ordinary people are no expert in nuclear energy. In 1958, the United States had opened up the Shippingport Atomic Power Station. It was the first power plant in the country that provided energy. Since then, the United States had opened up 93 nuclear reactors and 55 nuclear power plants, which are much bigger facilities. We have, it seems, started using energy that is more cleaner in terms of carbon footprints. Later on, we discovered that atomic power produces waste. And well, let's say that waste lasts a very, very long time. So we shut some of them off. We began a coordinated effort to reduce any of this waste. We learned from the Soviet Union and Chernobyl that any toxic waste released is deadly. Seems now we are in a bit of a predicament. Almost 19% of all electricity in America is fueled by nuclear energy. We can't afford to just pull the plug. It will significantly impact our stance as the greatest superpower in the world. It will diminish our strength. And many progressives have already been asking for cleaner energy. This is one of them. They are not ready to just give up clean energy. It appears, though, that we are taking a step back. This ideology of clean energy might be well right now, but how will it be for future generations, for those who can't have a say right now? It seems that we might have a rebirth of pollution, but in another perspective, in terms of radioactivity aftermath. The hypocrisy of those who support nuclear energy but oppose fossil fuels is just out of this world. How could you support such a dangerous energy source that is going to be in the future that is extremely harsh? Well, this problem, of course, stems out of a much bigger problem. These nuclear power plants came from World War II. This bigger problem is currently preventing NATO from taking action in helping Ukraine. It is rising tensions with Iran, with its nuclear deal, and it gives Kim Jong-un enormous levitation. That is, of course, nuclear weapons. They have given Russia and much of the West dominance in affairs since the Second World War. So today, specifically talking about Kim Jong-un, they have successfully defended their sovereignty even more since the enrichment of uranium, the construction of nuclear sites, and the huge pouring of investments of the gross domestic product into their military. If Europe and the West don't get a hold of their dominance, China, Russia, and North Korea could emerge to be significant national security threats. We need our world leaders to step up their game, but in a careful fashion. Provoking could just spark another world war. And honestly, most of us don't even know what to think anymore. Our foreign policy engagements have been so tense that any action could be weak or too strong. One thing's for certain, if we go into World War III, the World War IV is going to be fought much more primitively. We won't have any energy, and we would have to start all over.